Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. How may I help you?
What bank you are with?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff?
Yes. Did you get a phone call from me, or?
Yeah, I got a phone call from you.
Okay, let me see if I can pull up your...
You're not going to see my number. You call me on a different number.
Okay, let me see if I can pull up your account here. What is your company name?
I have no idea what you call it. You call that 466-3367, and I don't know which company you call me on.
Okay. Did you listen to the voicemail or no?
No, actually, I just got a call. I just got an email from you. It says you called my office.
Mm-hmm. Let me
today 1-30-466-3367. Tell me what you do. You're a financing company, right?
Correct. Commercial finance and leasing. I think I pull up your email. Let me see. Is this Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was just looking to reach out to you. We had actually mailed you a couple financing offers pretty recently based on your financing history and your D&B business credit profile. So just kind of wanted to personally reach out and introduce myself. We do equipment financing and working capital. Are you familiar with working capital?
Yeah.
Have you used working capital before? Do you have any working capital loans out right now? I'm sorry.
So I said I never used working capital. I never needed working capital. I always had enough money enough capital for working.
Yeah. So what are you looking for right now?
You say you do some leasing. What kind of leasing you do? What kind of rates you have?
Our rates are pretty competitive. We've been doing this for 14 years, so we have access to a lot of resources. So it really depends what kind of equipment it is. What are you looking for? What kind of equipment? Is it like trucks or?
No, I'm looking. Actually, it is electronics. It is an upgrading bowling center, electronics, scoring system.
A what system?
You know, in a bowling center, they have a scoring system where they keep score.
Oh, right.
So I'm trying to upgrade my system.
Oh, that's cool. How much do those run?
They're looking at about $300,000.
$800,000?
No, $300,000.
$300,000, okay.
$300,000.
And are you replacing your old one?
Yes.
How old is your old one?
It's probably 15 years old.
15 years old. Okay, is that about how long they last normally?
You know, the electronics always have some new gadgets in, and that's what's happening.
I gotcha. So your old one's becoming obsolete. You just want to get it updated?
It's not obsolete. It's still working. It still has no things. But I don't know when the last time you went to a bowling center. They have different graphics, different kind of games you can bowl. It's a different kind of system.
Yeah, with everything on the TV screen, and they show like little animations and all the little games and stuff like that, right?
Correct.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, very cool. So if you get a new one, is this going to make your business more profitable? Is it going to help you grow?
I, you know, the salespeople say, yes, it will increase your business, but that's the plan. But it will or will not, time will show.
Right. Okay. Do you have a vendor that you buy this equipment from?
Sure.
Okay, gotcha. Do you already have one picked out?
I'm negotiating, but we got to the point where, I have a price around $320,000 for it. I'm trying to figure out if somebody has financing for it, or this. I thought this was Bank of America. That's what I thought it was. That's why I called you back.
I gotcha. Yeah, no, we operate in the same network as Bank of America. We have a lot of customers in common, a lot of mutual customers. Let me see. So this equipment, when are you looking to bring it on? Like as soon as possible?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you already have financing in place for it?
No.
No. Okay. How'd you pay for your last one? Did you finance that one as well?
No, I don't remember.
It was a long time ago.
Probably for a couple of years. Maybe I paid it for 2-3 years. I usually like to pay it off as soon as I can.
Yeah. Typically what we'll do is get you on the longest term available, and then if you decide to pay it off early, you'll a lot of times get a discount for paying it off early. There's no prepayment penalty. It's actually the opposite in a lot of the cases.
Yeah.
So you already have a vendor. What's your credit score like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's a business.
Uh-huh. But
my
as far
credit
as you...
score is okay. My personal is okay.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, most business owners don't have good credit just because you're constantly having to do stuff, do financing and things for your business. So credit won't play as much of a factor.
Mine is good.
Okay. So okay to good. And how long you been in business for, Joe?
At least 25 years.
Oh, wow. You've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
So you made it through several financial recessions, huh?
A couple of them.
The 2000 and then the 2008. You survived. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What did you guys do in gross revenue last year?
$2.5 million,
okay. And are you on track to beating that this year, or you typically maintain around the same amount every year?
You can always beat a little bit.
Probably beat it a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you shopped around for financing already, or did I just kind of call you at the right time?
I did not.
Okay. Let me see. Joe, what's the best number to reach you at?
323-304-3370.
Okay, so 323-304-3370?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Let's see. If you don't get approved for financing, do you have another option? Are you have the ability to pay cash, or what are your plans if you don't get approved for financing?
I have cash.
Okay. Okay, cool. And then just to throw it out there, we do working capital financing as well. If you do ever run into a cash flow issue where you need some more cash for like new projects or anything, we have those programs available too. I'd like to see what we can do for you for this equipment. A lot of the factors that go into these approvals is time in business and industry. You've been in business for quite a long time, and you're in a great industry. So I'm pretty confident we can get you approved for some of our better programs. I'd like to see if we can get you for that full 300K. It's a pretty quick process, actually. I can send you an email with the application info, and then you can get that to me at whenever it's convenient for you. And we can typically have an approval for you within 24 to 48 hours. So it's pretty quick.
Do you have an idea what the interest rate you're charging on those things?
Yeah, so the equipment financing, it's more competitive because it's secured. It's secured by the equipment. It really depends on a number of factors. I usually don't like to quote interest rates right off the bat just because I don't know what your rate's going to be. We got programs for people with great credit, programs for people with okay credit and bad credit and everything in between. Typically, though, for equipment, it's usually going to be around mid-single digits that it starts at. But like I said, it really depends. The equipment you mentioned, I'm not too familiar with, so we'd have to look into it a little bit more. Like trucks, for example, those are really good collateral, so those are going to be cheaper interest rate. Where, for example, a custom sign that you might have built for your company, that's going to be a higher interest rate because it's not as good collateral, right? They can't recollect that and sell that as somebody else because they're not going to have the same name as you. Are you following? Yeah, so it really depends on the type of equipment. But I'd be happy to get some offers on the table for you. Like I said, it's typically a pretty quick turnaround time. We work very quickly. But I can email you with the application info if you wanted to get the ball rolling. It's a one page.
I think you already did.
Did I send you the application already?
I think I see attachments.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I did. It's the equipment finance application. I'm gonna send you one more email though, because we do need a couple more things. We look at 6 months of your most previous or your most recent business bank statement, and then we need your 2015 tax return. Did you already file for your, for your 2015 taxes?
For the business, yes. For personal, no.
Okay, yeah, we would just need the business tax return for 2015, and then the last 6 months of your business bank accounts. Do you have a quote for this equipment already?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So you can include an attachment of that quote as well. It'll help out a lot with your file.
Okay.
I think I covered everything.
Send it to me and I'll see what it is.
Okay, I will, and I'll follow up with you tomorrow. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks, Joe. We'll talk soon. Appreciate your time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.